This is Bishop
Radio.
This is Bishop T.M. Brown, and you are live in HD. And this is a very, very, very special show. This is Higher Highs, Lower Lows, starring Bishop Brown. No, I'm just playing. I was fortunate to be a part of the show Higher Highs, Lower Lows, the Timothy John story, and I have some of the featured artists in Bishop Brown Live in HD today. So you all are going to hear them. You guys was able to do the Bishop Brown with me. What else did we do? We did Bibles Up. If you don't know how it goes, Bibles Up, Bibles Up. Hey, who do you trust? Throw it, tell the pastors why we about to tear the church up. Bibles up, Bibles up. Throw your hands up. Tell the pastors why we about to tear the church up. All right, now, let me go ahead and play a real artist for you. This is Mr. Timothy John, a.k.a. T-Real. Letting you know a little bit about
it. We seen so much death, y'all poor the most. Hold up, wait. Is that T-Real who's preaching all day? It's both as a matter of fact. And I never hesitate to pull a Mercury on this track. I used to run from my calling, take more shots than I was calling. Get drunk when I was balling, to the pain, had me balling. DJ Karen Scott, my two kids left all them. I believe in Jesus Christ, come with us, so we all in. We ain't perfect, but our kids, they worth it. So we went it on, and with our purpose. Going back to every place where the bridge I burned. Use the cross on my back to cross out a safe return. Remember Leah say, if at first you don't succeed,
and that was a snippet of the song We Can't Fail by T-Red. Now I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Timothy John take over right now. So without any further ado, give it up for Timothy John. What's going on, man? We up here live in HD in Bishop Brown Show. And right now it's just your boy Timothy John here with the homie Q Rev. You know, we just holding down right now. If anybody else calls in from the show, we're going to welcome them in and keep it going. But we just got fresh off of a great part one of the show. What'd you think about it, Q?
That part was great, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I'm just feeling the spirit right now, man. I'm just thankful, just thanking and praising God right now, man. I'm just thanking him for the opportunity.
Yeah, man, you and me both. Let me do this. I want to ask you, and then I'm going to try to think of it myself, but what were some of the funniest moments of the entire show, either that happened in the show or behind the scenes? What's some of your funniest memory moments of the show?
For me, you know what I'm saying, I was digging the Richard Pryor, you know, I was also digging the Bishop Brown, I was digging him, you know what I'm saying, with his cuts for Christ, you know, for real, there was a lot of, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes things that just the small bickering and arguing that wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't, you know, heart to heart, but it was just that whole thing, you know, that comes along with the show, man, everybody have different opinions. But it was funny to me because it was nothing to, you know, really, it was nothing to be offended by. It was just everybody wanting to give their best to Christ, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was funny.
And I think everybody responds to pressure differently. And I think by time the day of the show came, I think everybody was just kind of nervously excited. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know what to expect as far as the crowd, as far as even how the show came together, because a lot of y'all was like, I didn't know what to expect as far as the show came coming together, but it came together. Like, what was your thoughts and impressions as far as how the show was going to come together before you actually saw it? What was you thinking?
Well, in rehearsal, it was great, you know what I'm saying, points and spots in the rehearsal. But just not seeing the whole show together was kind of like, there were certain times it was clueless, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen and everything. But for it to come out like it did, and we didn't have like a full rehearsal with all the scenes and everything, that's what I want people to understand, man, that it was just like, I've been to all the rehearsals, so it was times that where people didn't show, you know, it was times that we only got to go through like a part of the play, and for the show to come together, you know, like it did, I was just like, wow, you know, glory be to God. It was just praise God. I was like, wow, I just seen God working in action.
Yeah. Some of the funniest moments for me behind the scenes was me, because I kind of lost my mind towards the end, and I kind of just like, I had a mini meltdown. I remember on the way to the show on Sunday, because I sent you a text, and I was like, you're in charge, because at that point, I didn't want to hear no mouth, I didn't want to call nobody, I didn't want to get no text messages. What was you thinking when I sent you that message?
I'm like, okay, you know, I'm thinking like, I can handle it, you know what I'm saying? This is not true, but I was like, I didn't know what was going on at that time, but I know that, you know, for real, I was like one of the first people, well, probably the first person on the scene for the play, so it was just like, I just like, all right, I'm going to take control until everybody show up.
Yeah. I had like a mini meltdown at that time because it was me, Sandra, and Johnny in the car, and we had to go. What all did we have to do? I think we had to print my speeches for Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, and then what else did we have to do? We went and got decorations, and it was crazy because I like Johnny said, he told Sandra because I told him to sit up front, so because I was like, man, at that point in time, and you know, we're going to keep it 100. I was still putting the order of the show together as far as the performers in between the scenes, you know. And, you know, all because as far as the original idea and plan and vision, it got molded. You know, God took away who we didn't want to be a part of it, and he just told me, hey, you got everything you need with the people that you have, and so I just wanted everything to be in this perfect place and just kind of act on emotion, not on emotion, but just on the vision, you know, and in the spirit.
Right.
And so anyway, I was sitting in the back seat getting the music order together, and Johnny was like, and by the way, Sandra, my voice, she is in love with her her navigation system. And I don't know why, but that thing drives me crazy. I just hate hearing that voice. Right, turn in 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, man, that thing, because it takes you all around to where you don't need to go to a lot of times. You know, but
exactly.
Johnny was like, hey, man, I'm just letting you know right now, I don't do good with no navigation. Like, I don't do that. He's like, I'm just letting you know, I don't do that. And so we was trying to figure out where to go, and we did about 8 different circles, and he got frustrated and going to throw it in the back seat in my lap, and I'm over here stressed out, still trying to put the music order together, and we lost on top of that. And so Sandra's trying to, like, look at the navigation, reason with us, and still drive at the same time. So it was a lot of chaos going on, like, just a few hours before the show. And another funny moment that we had was, matter of fact, just spoke him into existence. We got Johnny up in the house.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, we up here talking about the funniest moments behind the scenes of the show, and I just got through talking about us the day of the show as far as with the whole navigation system. You didn't hear nothing. Hey, you didn't hear nothing. Tell them your version of what happened.
Man, I don't know, man. He was trying to get some stuff, the last minute arrangements and everything for the show. The navigation wasn't working, man. I think frustrations was running out on my end and everything. I was like, hey, I don't do too good with stuff like this, man. So it was funny, man. I don't know, man, when Sandra started laughing, it just made me laugh, man. I don't know. We were just rolling.
Hey, this is Sandra, my boy.
Look, she jumped up into the franchise real quick. Oh, we ain't even in the franchise room. We in Bishop Brown Live and AC, but it's all good. We talking about the funniest moments behind the scenes of the show. You tell your version of what happened as far as the whole navigation thing, because I said I had a mini meltdown. We all kind of had a mini meltdown on the drive to the venue.
Oh,
Sandra,
I tell you.
You tell your version.
Well, we were, because I've never been to Kansas City or Kansas City, Missouri, you know, I had bought my GPS system because I just, you know, I didn't know where I was going. So we were on the way to the venue, and you're back there trying to get the strip order together, and Johnny in the front there with the GPS system, I can't do this. And you're saying, I was like, well, somebody got to do it. I'm driving. What we going to do? And you're like, nah, man, I can't do it. And you're like, well, somebody else. Like, well, I'm just driving. What y'all think this is? Oh, it was so funny.
I kind of had, at that point, I was just in insane autopilot because we went to the Dollar Tree to get decorations. And I'm telling y'all, I started grabbing anything I could see in my reach, and I grabbed some of the craziest stuff. What was y'all thinking when we was in the dollar store?
Well, I saw you grab a flamingo. I don't know who grabbed the flamingo and the palm
Johnny
tree.
Grabbed the flamingo.
I was like, what are you going with that? I said, well, maybe he'll put it down. I ain't say nothing because Timothy was in the mood like, well, I don't care. I just got to get something. I was like, oh, Jesus, we are not at the beach.
Right. He's trying to bring Cali and Florida into this thing. The golf game, like, it was crazy, man.
It was a lot of meltdown moments. All I knew, I was like, okay, I don't know. I'm just going to go with the flow and just be obedient as a cast member. But
thank you.
Y'all was tickling me. I really mean it. Well, one of the moments where I knew he had lost it, McKenzie and I, he said, y'all go head on and just do something.
I was just about to go to that.
Well, I said, okay, so you got Trail and McKenzie, they was doing the confetti, like, you know, folding it real nice. And so I'm thinking, okay, let me brainstorm. I was like, okay, we'll have a sign in, and everybody just put in what they want to say. So I said, well, McKenzie, you write, please sign in, or whatever, and she wrote it in a night. I have horrible handwriting. I'm left-handed. Oh, well. She wrote it. We got it up there just right. And so here you come walking by. Could you please write that a little smaller? I was like, write one a little. Have you lost your mind? So here I am once again trying to be obedient, and I'm going to turn it around. The back of the tag is on the thing. And the kids are just like, no, sweetie. I'm not writing nothing else. You better leave that up there like that. I said, forget it. He left the sign up there. They got the point. I didn't know what he was talking about. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. We just had a lot of moments where it was, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, that's what made the difference. You know, we all came together, one mind, one spirit, and one cast, and really pulled it off. And that's what, you know, that's what people saw. And anytime you give a production, it is chaotic. But the bottom line is you got to come together and make it do what it do. And that's what we did.
Man, yeah, indeed.
How many people? Well, what'd you say?
No, go ahead, bro.
No, what'd you say?
I don't know. I was just talking about how many people was running on E. I know I was, man. Until I found out, like, after everybody had ate, I was like, man, my wife took off with the ATM card. I couldn't even buy nothing to eat. Everybody looked at me like, she paid for it. I'm like, what? I'm like, that's why everybody was eating. I'm like, man, I'm up here eating Fritos and water all day long just so my stomach hurts. And I eat any hamburgers. And then everything like that, them boys had like fully loaded French fries. I'm like, nigga, I just fries. And them boys like,
man, you were getting that aroma, huh? Going to the back of your stomach. But that's just, again, what I see is dedication. You know, ain't know. I was like, okay, we don't have time to eat. The kid is starting at 7 o'clock. And,
people,
you know,
people still ordering, though.
Man.
Yep, true that. But it was just,
it's all good.
Everything was funny when you look back on it. I mean, our experience in the, where did we go to the Salvation Army? Tim trying to tell me Mr. Brown looks slick. I said, well, I don't know how Mr. Brown looks. He just, everything I did, he argued it down. I was like, well, it's 5 for 5. You know, the Salvation Army is the bomb if you go there and hook up. I don't like that for Mr. Brown. I was like, oh, no. Just you go to the other end of it, and I'll tell y'all, too.
Bishop Brown. There you go. Brown. You got a role to be.
Well, Mr. Brown would have been looking crazy if Timothy, let me let y'all know, if we had got Timothy in there trying to do stuff. He was looking sick at the end of the night. I have to say, at the end of the day, everything I picked out, amen, he will. Praise God.
There it is. Let me ask y'all this. Let's change the mood real quick. Everybody, let's go around the room and give your fondest, the first highlight that pops in your head as an audience member. I know a lot of y'all didn't get to see a lot of the other performances, but what's like the first thing that popped out or really just stood out to y'all from an audience perspective?
Well, for me, because when I had to change scenes and go in with all that leopard on, I actually got to watch you and Alex perform for the first time, and I was sitting there cracking up. I was like, oh, my God, this is funny. I wish I could see the whole show. It was just straight funny.
Yeah, and just a testament real quick on that, that was me and Alex's first time performing, first time practicing, first time reading, you know.
Wow. See, and I didn't know that. And, again, one mind, one spirit coming together, getting the job done. Because, see, now, I didn't even know that until just now. You ain't tell me that.
Y'all were
great together.
Mine was kind of similar to that, man. I thought my job was going to be a little more hectic than what I thought it was, so my job was actually pretty good on the lights, and I got to see the show in its entirety, man. I'm telling you, it was absolutely something I would have paid $30, $40, $50 to see. It was absolutely amazing, man, just the improv, the written acting, the script, everything. But then, honestly, man, the last scene had me, I was just like mouth open, eyes buck. Just focusing on, you know, the believers.
You talking about the believers? Yeah.
Man, when you guys was actually doing it, I was like, wow, that's going to absolutely be amazing. That's going to make an awesome play, man. Like really, 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 that needs to be promoted to the fullest to where I want, you know, folks from around the world just come see that because that's going to really, really be good, man. So I was digging that last scene. Yeah.
Real quick on that, good looking for the shout out. Real quick, I just want to tell everybody about the Believers, what the Believers is about. I'm dealing with two different forces as far as like not understanding what the show is about. I'm dealing with Christian / believers, not understanding what the show is about and kind of thinking I might be playing with the Lord, it might be blasphemous. Then I got people that aren't believers thinking it's about to be a preachy, churchy play. All right, what I've done with the Believers is I am being creative in getting the story of Jesus Christ out to everybody, no matter where they're at in their belief. And so basically I take the olden times back when Jesus really walked, and then I combine it with a dream that having him have a dream as if he walked today. So it's very, very creative. He has a dream, and then we show like what it would look like in 2012, and then he wakes up from the dream, and we go back to the older times again. So it's really hard to really grasp the whole thing from the outside looking in. So anybody listening, actors, singers, rappers, poets, dancers, musicians, you let holler at me. Let me know that you want to be a part of this. You can email NIP, as in New Image Pioneers, NIP, EMT, like entertainment, NIPEMT @gmail.com. Or you can call 913-200-2594 and leave a message and let us know that you're interested, and we'll get you involved. Q-Red, what's up? What was yours?
For me, man, it was basically the improv, because I was working behind the scenes, so I knew everything that basically everybody was supposed to say. So when the ad-libbing and the improv started happening, I was like, wow, you know, how y'all was just freestyling it. It was, you know, that was thing that I was sitting back like, oh, okay. You know, it was working. It was working. So I was, you know, I was just feeling it. I was like, man.
And you know what? Oh, I'm sorry, my brother. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
No, let me tell y'all the evolution of NIP real quick. I'm going to spend like 30 seconds. We got 10 minutes left in the show. In January 2008, NIP was formed. And back then, it was under the name New Image Productions, because we was focused on productions. We was focused on bringing a new image to the world, to the entertainment industry, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. And then in let's say, October 2009, it was kind of just me who had it on my back and who was doing a lot of different positions and roles. So I changed it to New Image Pioneers because I wanted to focus on more than just productions. I wanted to focus on really being on the battlefield and being out there as a pioneer in the world, you know. But during these last 4 years, it's NIP has always stood for Niggas in Power. You know, and niggas wasn't referring to black people. It was referring to anybody who has been called ignorant, anybody who has went to jail, anybody who has had problems keeping a job, anybody who has been counted out. You know, the underdogs being the ones to finally come up. And that was always the focus of what it was. Well, now that I'm really all in my faith walk, the Lord gave me the revelation of Nisi in progress. And Jehovah Nisi can be your banner, your battle fighter, but Jesus Christ is the one who protects you. Jesus Christ is the one who orchestrates everything. So Nisi in progress is now what y'all seeing. And I brought that up because y'all just saw it. Where I was planning on going next to for this show was talking about, was showing y'all some of the performances for the believers that happened at Higher Highs, Lower Lows. And so by Johnny bringing that up, that's just Nisi in progress, and it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I wanted to let everybody hear Q Red, because he performed at the party wedding scene when Jesus Christ turned the water to wine.
Putting in the music has really made me more fonder of gospel rap. I have really grown up in the old school. I'm not trying to sound old, but really, I came from the era Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. I'm just being real.
Amen.
But
Shirley
because
Caesar,
of your message, even you, Johnny, I mean, man, that poem about life, oh, my goodness. I just was so blessed by you guys. I'm serious. It's hard to find young men on the battlefield, living real for God. It wasn't no foolishness. It wasn't.
Amen, none at all.
I mean, we all had our, you know, our high, lower lows that whole weekend.
Amen.
But
right.
There were more high highs. It was.
Amen.
And we were crazy because we were running on empty. That was our lower lows. Really,
hey, we got 5 minutes left, y'all. We got 5 minutes left, and I got one more thing that I want to do before we wrap it up, and then we can do this again because this is nothing. But real quick, Miss Sandra, my voice, share with everybody just your first, because a lot of your people back in New York, a lot of your people in Georgia, they were like concerned. They were like, you don't know this person, you don't know this play, you don't know this company.
Yeah,
like, do you know what you're doing? Tell them your first from getting off the plane in 30 seconds. Tell them just your greeting and wrap up just the first moment day.
Well, listen, first of all, y'all were on time. When I got off the plane, there was Key Rev, there was Mackenzie and Timothy. I had gift baskets, I had signs, I had flowers, and I was really overwhelmed with the hospitality. And I mean, for real, y'all, you don't go to a place and people greet you like, you know, I was like, oh my goodness, what? And it made me feel really good, and I was humbled by that. Because it was such a blessing and such a warm welcome. And then we went out to lunch and just shared our testimonies. And it meant a lot to me. And that's why I say I will be back. And I have to tell everybody here in Georgia, y'all, KC know how to treat folks.
That's what's up. Real quick, and then I'm going to give everybody a chance to give some parting words. I just want to read the thank you that was on the back of the flyer for anybody that didn't come so they can know what was up. I first thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for seeing the best in me, for my higher highs, for my lower lows, and for the ultimate sacrifice of dying for me. I thank my mother for putting up with me and constantly pushing me to be my best. I thank my dad for adopting me after marrying my mother. I thank my biological father for wanting to be in my life. I thank my sisters and brother for always believing in me. I thank my son, Tamiris Jordan, for his anointing, inspiration, and unconditional love. I thank my deceased grandparents for showing me how to be strong. I thank my living grandparents for loving me. I thank all my aunts, uncles, cousins, and distant relatives for loving me. I thank my cousin and friend, Brian, for asking me to do this show and for standing by the brand in you. I thank my pastor, Reverend Leo Barbie Jr., and his beautiful wife, my adopted aunt, teacher, mentor, Helen, and my Victory Bible Church family. I thank my mentor and friend, Joyce Todd, for passing me the torch and for her greatness. I thank the whole NIP family, New Image Pioneers, Divine Diamond Descendants, and the Believe Now Dreams Foundation. I thank every single person that ever believed in me and who had a helping hand in my vision and dreams. Times go by without us talking, but you know who you are, so you know what it is. I thank every hater for your motivation and for helping me trust God 100%. I thank the Culture House for letting us use their facility to rehearse. I thank the Westport Coffee House for hosting the show. I thank you for supporting us by coming to see this show. Finally, I thank every participant of Higher Highs, Lower Lows. This is only the beginning. Happy birthday, Terrence Lewis Brown Jr. Stand by the brand in you. NIP salute. That's what's up. Let's go around the room real quick. Everybody give their parting words. Let's just keep it to about 20 seconds.
Well, I just want to say I love you guys, and thank you for embracing me and having me, and I will be back, and I thank God for the walk that you all shared, that you all can walk in Christ and be who you can be. And I just embrace everybody to support Timothy John, y'all. We got to support each other. That's what's up. That's how we're going to make it. And just remember,
amen,
what you do for Christ will last.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen.
Next up.
Go ahead, Q.
I just want to, you know, thank God once again for this opportunity. I just, you know, want everybody to understand that, you know, God is moving in these last days, and don't miss the movement of God. You know, just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and keep your eyes open on what's to come.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God for the cast, for the crew, for Tim and your story, your testimony, for Miss Sandra. I love you, and for Q for being everybody just rooted in Christ. I love you guys, man, and just Jesus loves y'all too.
Amen.
Absolutely. And we're going to go ahead and go out. And I thank everybody for listening right now. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout, because we're not stopping here. Trust and believe it. If you came to the show, you know what to expect next time. If you didn't come to the show, make sure you come to the next one so you're not hearing about it like you're hearing about higher highs, lower lows right now, because we will embrace everybody that wants to and support us, because we all on the same team, man, pushing for the same purpose. You know?
Amen.
And I want to go ahead and go out We want to end it pretty much how the show was ended. We're going to go ahead and let y'all hear a selection by Johnny. It's the end time because it's real right now, y'all. You know, we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what's in store, you know. So we have to hold on to something greater than what we can buy, what we can sell, you know what I'm saying, what we can spend, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. We really got to start getting in kingdom thinking because that's the only thing to last. So anyway, man, love y'all. God bless, man. Let's keep pushing. We winning on purpose.
God bless. The end time.
I love you guys.
The other day, I heard somebody say, what a waste it is, referring to the minds of young men and women that could be scholars, but took the back roads, women on stainless steel poles, men in front of corner stores in search of being ballers. The American dream don't seem to be a dream no more. Once upon a time, I wanted to be a preacher or a teacher, got overshadowed by rising homicide rates, equal or more rapes, in sections of cities where faith is as uncommon as a label misfit running for the Senate seat of his state. It's all black and white. There is no gray, some may say. But I beg to differ. When drug dealers make 10 times the salaries as teachers, the money follows where the most of your attention goes. So now who's teaching us? Better yet, who's teaching our kids? Generation X. They've already been labeled as it is. There's no hope for the future. With seeds like that being planted, no wonder why we're raising a generation of youth that's not fruitful. How can you ask somebody to be used to something that they not used to? And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But if I don't have enough faith to go show that there's hope and love, then my faith is useless. What are we praying for? That God would open up doors? There's nothing wrong with being blessed, but what do you want to be blessed for? For selfish gain? If so, then you've asked in vain. Why not pray that God heals the lame, open the blind eyes so they can see the glory of his name? That sinners will be saved and love shall reign. The power of God manifested in the lives of his people. The Great Commission take priority in the hearts of believers. Strive to be more Christ-like. Hunger for God and say, I'll starve to get my life right. Woe to me while I live comfortable and the world is going to hell because no one tells of the Comforter. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is near. The sinners can't see clear because the hearts of the saints are filled with fear. Who out there will intercede in prayer? Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many takes it. By the grace of God, we escaped it. But what are you doing now with your salvation? The clock of life is ticking, and we just having church while the whole world is devastated. The earth is shaking, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Famine so severe that the missionaries can't feed them. Christians persecuted to the point of death even. So many falling away from the faith because of their hate for people. Open your eyes and see the lies on so many lips of false prophets and teachers. You mean to tell me that you can't see the increase in wickedness? The love of most will grow cold. I know some cold-hearted folk, and the bulk of those are so-called Christians. Wake up, O house of Jacob. And that's you and me too. A great man once said that he was a black Jew. Apostle Jerry, I agree with you. I'm engrafted into the vine, and I'm bought with a price, so my life is no longer mine. And I've been charged to stand firm to the end. So where my strength ends, that's where grace began. And through grace, we can finish this race then and see the sign of the Son of Man riding on the cloud with great glory and all power in his hand. At the trumpet call, he sent his angels to collect his elect from the four winds, homebound, heaven sent, glorified bodies, never to die again. And that's not where the story ends, it's where it begins. So to God be the glory.
That's what we gon' do. Follow you and serve. That's what we gon' do. Keep the devil. Make the church rock.